Loyalist Township has announced that the Leisure and Activity Center in Amherstview will officially close as a recreation facility on July 31st. Front desk services at the center are no longer available. For program registration, payments, and proof of residency assistance, the township is asking residents to visit the W.J. Henderson Community Center. The Leisure and Activity Center will be renovated to support future daycare services in partnership with BGC Southeast. Recreation programming will continue across the township with programs transitioning to alternate locations. Residents originally came to council with a petition against the closure of the center. Staff looked at feedback from residents and completed a review on the space. Staff's review confirmed recreation service levels can be maintained through a combination of municipal space and third-party facility use. Based on program testing conducted in May and June, staff found that the W.J. Henderson Community Center is only suitable for low-volume fitness programming, but due to a number of factors including room layout, ceiling height, acoustics, privacy, and overall functionality considerations, high-volume fitness classes are better suited to third-party spaces. Staff noted that deferring the closure beyond August 1, 2026 would impact ongoing discussions related to childcare in the township and space negotiations with BGC Southeast. During council's latest discussion on the matter, residents came forward to voice concerns, including programming, scheduling, cost, and location.
This is our community center.
I think it is great that the Boys and Girls Club have a chance of obtaining a grant to open a daycare. And knowing this, it gives me no pleasure to say that I believe their benefits should not be our losses.
It took years to develop LAC. I acknowledge the work to come up with a plan in a short period of time, but this plan is in no way ready to implement in such short notice.
Manager of Parks and Recreation with the Township, Matthew Sabalski, speaks about maintaining service levels.
In this report, we have addressed that service levels that are expected are maintained.
Councillor Paul Proderick spoke about residents' concerns.
I guess I've been troubled since the start because the word closure, I prefer the word relocation, but that's just my English teaching background. In the surveys that were presented to council, there was 152 submissions on this. Number one was program availability at 86%, and 93% of the 152 respondents wanted adequate programming.
Proderick went on to speak about the importance of daycare in Loyalist Township.
If you walk around parts of the township, there are lots of people looking for daycare. I think some of the questions have been answered. The big question is, can you have getting it all under one roof? And right now, I don't see that as an option. I firmly believe in daycare, but I'm firm on the daycare. And if it costs me, if I should run again for election, so be it. I think it's the right decision, and it can only help our growing township, and I will stand by that.
Councillor Jake Ennis noted the importance of childcare in the area.
I'm sympathetic to the need for childcare. My youngest is in junior kindergarten, so I've been through the daycare process for two children recently. It's not easy. It's expensive. Where responsibility lies for making that happen across various organizations and levels of government. However, I also believe that a large portion of the community sees this closure as a cut to their recreation services. And I find it difficult to argue with them in principle.
Councillor Carol Parks spoke about their decision-making process.
From conversation with several residents in regards to the LAC closure, it really, as the deputy has mentioned, a change of venue or consideration for change of venue. In the original report that came out, it was moving everything under the WHC. So we did take that information back from the residents that was brought forward about the concerns about the location and changed course. And I think staff has provided some fairly substantial alternatives to the LAC to run the programming between the Rhythm Dance Center and also through the Presbyterian Church.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.